This is the Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We're back. It's playoff time on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz as we count down to Sunday at 4:30. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I feel pretty good. Listen, we're back in the swing of things. We got a playoff game coming up this weekend. The hunt for the Vince Lombardi Trophy begins.
Again.
This week. Back-to-back. Jackie Baseball, listen. Slow is the tortoise that wins the race. We'll get there. Holla at you, boy.
I don't know what you're going for. I just don't. I know that it came out today that Kyle Schwarber gave the old middle finger to Cincinnati and said, we're staying in Philadelphia, damn it. But
that was actually a positive thing.
It was. No, it was good. It was good. It was great. I'm really just looking forward to the top five today.
That's all Jack's been thinking about.
We got 3 hours to go before we get there.
Yeah. I know.
Lock in.
I got two just dynamite pieces of content.
Just so you know where Jack's head's been at, we have to plan a whole show. I talked to Jack at 11 every morning. Jack was already locked in on the top five.
I've been locked
three
in the top
hours
five
ago.
Since Saturday.
Yeah.
Since Saturday?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, this piece of audio, I just love.
Yes, yeah. What happens with Jack is he finds one thing that he wants to talk about, and he has to build an entire top five around it.
That's the tough part of the top five.
Yeah. So we are counting down to Eagles-Niners on Sunday. It'll be a big show as it always is. It's Tuesday, so Elliot will join us, piss us off at 3 o'clock. Jordan Mailata will join us at 4, probably not piss us off. This top five that we've all been hearing about will happen at 5 o'clock. And as we turn the page to the playoffs, we get out of the, you know, should they or shouldn't they play the starters on Sunday? Did Tanner look good? It's sort of like a turn to, like, your vibe. And to me, your vibe on the Eagles and the playoffs this year comes down to one question. Do they have it in them to flip the switch to play a level of football that we have not seen consistently all year long? Is this just a flip the switch team? Does this team have the championship DNA, you know, that they can just sort of plod their way through the regular season and then the playoff comes and to a large extent, especially offensively, can it just be a different team? My concern here is that I think they believe they can flip the switch. You know, based on talking to Jordan Mailata every week, listening to Nick Sirianni, listening to the players, I think they believe that there is another gear, and as soon as the playoffs start, they can just flip that switch and that gear will be turned on. Mm-hmm. That, I don't believe. I suppose there's a way they could get through the NFC. I suppose, because anything is possible. But when I think, can they flip the switch, I think back to the 17 games I've watched this year. And I have not seen four consecutive games where I think that this is a championship football team. And they're not only going to have to win four straight games to win the Super Bowl, they're going to have to win four straight games against playoff teams, right? Like, they're either going to have to beat the Rams or the Seahawks. They're going to have to beat the Niners. They're going to have to beat... And I just don't... I have not seen that from this team. So if there is a flip to be switched... It's a flip that I have not seen all year long. So I am having trouble believing that the Eagles have a switch they can flip and all of a sudden become a team that can win three straight games in the NFC and then win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that's the question, I think.
Yeah, no surprise there that you don't see that happening. And it should be no surprise to anyone that I most certainly believe that they could go on this run.
How?
So here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
This team... And I'm not saying what you said was wrong, sure. But I think that's more from the purview of the offense.
Yes.
And that's what has frustrated a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Justifiably so. I can understand the frustration and the distrust that some would have with the offense because sometimes we don't know what we're going to get when the offense lines up on any given Sunday. But I do know what I'm going to get for the most part when that defense lines up every week.
That's for sure.
You're going to get a unit that plays cohesively, you're going to get a unit that plays with extreme confidence, smart football, they tackle well, and the conductor of that unit is one of the brilliant minds that the game has ever seen. I don't think there's anything Vic Fangio hasn't seen from an offensive standpoint. And I know Kyle Shanahan is a great offensive mind. That's why this is a great matchup between these two, Kyle Shanahan versus Vic Fangio. But in this building, with this crowd behind the defense, that's where I think we have the advantage. And I understand we don't have home field advantage, or we don't have anything guaranteed after this week as far as home field. I understand that. But this defense travels. That's the other thing. Your best unit can function at home or on the road, so it's always going to keep you in the game. And from a defensive standpoint, that's what you want to do. Make it difficult for the opposing offense to put points on the board, hold them to field goals, get that costly turnover at the most opportune time, and set your offense up. That was what was lost in the brilliant year that Saquon Barkley had last year, his once-in-a-lifetime year. Right? That's what was lost, was how great this defense was and how well they played that allowed our offense last year to find its footing and eventually pull away in games.
I think specifically in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl, we always talk about the offense. It was really the defense that fueled all that.
Yes. Totally agree. And that's where I'm hanging my hat, is on this defense. And when I look at our offense, here's what I look at. I look at the quarterback first. And I say to myself, is he a liability or an asset over there? He's an asset, without question, because he makes good decisions, doesn't put the ball in harm's way, doesn't seem to be rattled most times. Even if you get off to a slow start, he still has the ability in that second half to come up with plays. And you have the weapons at your disposal. We got two of the best wide receivers in football. You got one of the best tight ends. And you know you got an all-world running back. Those things are available. What I need from the offense is for those big guys up front to be as close as they can to the unit they were last year. And that's going to have a trickle-down effect on everything else they do offensively. But it's going to start with us defensively. It's going to start with the defense. The playmakers are over there. When I look at the offenses they may have to face, we're not winning shootouts.
No.
And thank God we don't have to be in very many shootouts. Because our defense doesn't put us in those type of situations.
The question really will be, can the defense, because you would think one of these weeks against one of these teams that the team's going to score 24 points against.
Sure.
You know, and does the offense have it in them to match it in that one particular game? And I just, I think the defense is great, but to rely on them in a way that we're going to need to rely on them for four straight games, I think it's going to catch them one time. And I think I'm a little worried about how much they think they can just flip the switch, because my concern is a game like Sunday or whatever game, they're going to think they flip the switch and they're going to get out there and it's going to be 10 minutes into the game and it's going to look like it
normally looks.
Maybe they get disheartened by that. You know, like, oh no, we don't have this in us. Well, they're feeling good now, right? They didn't play on Sunday.
Yeah.
So they're feeling refreshed, all those things. But 10 minutes into the game, all of a sudden, it's the season again, you know? So.
And here's why I'm slightly a little more confident that that won't happen. I think there's been a shift. And although it may not be obvious to everyone, this team has normally been identified by its offense. That's where the star names are. That's where the big money is at on that side of the football. There's been a shift in what is driving this team. And I think it's the defensive unit. It's the way they play together. It's the energy in which they bring. It's their ability to take the ball away. Almost to the point, Spike, where you can feel the offense is waiting for the defense to make a play for them, to feed off of it.
Yeah.
Now, it used to be your offense is your driving force and your defense feeds off of that. It's been a shift. And I know it's uncomfortable. And I know it's frustrating at times. But we're fortunate because we have that side of the football that plays that well. I know it's not four games Seattle has to win, but they got to win three. Seattle is going to use the same formula that we're using.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Defense, run the football, make a few plays in the passing game. The quarterback, you ain't got to be the reason we win, but you damn sure can't be the reason that we lose.
215-592-9494. Sort of a vibe check going to the playoffs. Do you think the Eagles have it in them to just flip the switch? Because apparently they think they do. We do have a next question today. Have a little fun. Today, man, I didn't even write what year it was. Was it 96?
94.
94. That Nancy Kerrigan was attacked because of a combination of Tonya Harding and her husband, Jeff Galluli.
Oh, man, what a time.
And so for next question today, there is a famous piece of audio after Tonya Harding was hit. And here, we don't mean to make light of it,
no,
even though
sure
we're,
we do.
We're a little bit making light of it. Here is the audio.
Dude, I watched the video before the show.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yes, that it happened.
She's just going off the ice. All of a sudden, you hear a...
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, they didn't even wait for her to be walking to her car or something, you know?
Yeah, got her right in the ring.
Yep.
You're right, yeah.
So for next question today, we're going to ask you to give us an infamous soundbite. That is an infamous soundbite. We're going to ask you to give us an infamous soundbite. Why don't you start us off, Jack?
Well, listen, I would say it was probably our most famous drop for a while. We don't use it as much anymore. And now he's developing into like the real face of the Sixers. But my personal favorite soundbite is Tyrese Maxey on draft night.
What have you learned from the time you've spent playing with Rajon Rondo and the like?
I learned a lot. I'm
sorry.
It's so rough.
Come on, man.
That is the best moment of his life. Best moment of his life.
That's a hard one there, man.
And an infamous soundbite. Yeah. Ike, you got an infamous soundbite?
Yeah. Maybe not as emotional as that one.
Yeah.
But somewhat emotional. And actually, one of those soundbites that helped make soundbites become one of those things that people paid attention to.
Okay.
That goes back to Jim Mora, Sr.
Yes.
When he was talking about making the playoffs.
I don't know. All I know is we threw four interceptions and fumbled once. One interception they returned for a touchdown. Three others were in our end of the field where they scored points. That's all I know. That's inexcusable. Inexcusable. Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. Another game.
That's one of the ones that you say, like to say, like you'll say playoffs, and somebody knows what you're talking about.
No doubt about it.
Now that we're talking about these, I have so many running through my head now.
Yes, so, we did it.
So the first one that I thought of was the 2004 presidential campaign.
Oh, here we go.
And Howard Dean. I'm not getting political, but it just shows how the world has changed, because Howard Dean just made a dumb noise during a rally, and Howard Dean's campaign was over. Like, that's all he had to do. Here was Howard Dean in 04.
You know something? If you had told us 1 year ago that we were going to come in third in Iowa, we would have given anything for that. And you know something? Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Had you ever heard that before, Jack, before I brought it
up?
No,
I didn't.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah,
it ended his campaign. Now you can't, nothing you can do to end your campaign. But man, that yell was.
Yeah! That is crazy.
Yep, it is crazy. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles have it in them to flip the switch? And for next question today, give us an infamous soundbite. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus. Corey, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
So where I'm at is when we talk about flipping the switch, like I don't know if that's even like possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if they got like a switch to flip. You know, like I think this team is what it is. It's just like a different identity. I know when people look at the roster, they're like, oh, they got all this talent. I think what our goal is going into this postseason is to rely on our defense and just hope our offensive line can play like 20% better they've been playing all season, and then just run the football. That's what I'm hoping. You know, shot plays is there. Take shot plays.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking this team is about to like flip the switch and they're going to be bombs over Baghdad throwing. I don't think that's going to happen. You know, like if that was going to happen, I'd like if they had like a stack of plays, like, oh, these plays right here, we're going to hold it to the playoffs, and we're going to shock the world. Nah. Like, that's a bad strategy, because we've been talking about y'all all year. We've been waiting for y'all. Like, y'all winning games 13-3. Like, y'all should have been flipped the switch, you know, like, y'all should have flipped the switch versus Buffalo.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know if that's going to happen. What I'm putting my faith in is you can never doubt a heart of a champion. And this team is obviously, they all won championships. I think if you look at our roster, going into the postseason, like, I know we talked about rest and starters. We're going into the postseason with, what, 21 out of 22
yep.
starters?
Yep.
I think McCuba the only one who started the season that's out. But right. I think everyone else is starting. So, you know, like, I don't know around the league how that number stacks up against other teams or whatever. But
what's the biggest issue with San Francisco?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, yeah. Yeah, their injuries have been outrageous, actually. You know, Corey, you mentioned offensive line, and that is the key to everything on offense. Man, if I hadn't, I appreciate.
By the way, real quick.
Yeah.
The rest should have helped them more than anybody.
Well, it should.
Yes.
It should. At least for the first quarter of the first game. If I hadn't, I admire Jordan Mailata a lot in that he answers every question we give him. He's been very honest about their performance. If I hadn't heard him every week talk about them being one block away and they can see it for 4 months. I wish I hadn't heard that, you know, because then I could think, well, maybe they could turn it up a little bit. They've been banged up. They've had some time off.
You wish you had heard what?
I wish I hadn't heard him every week tell me that they're one block away.
Yeah.
Because then I could believe that there was something there. But, like, you get, and I kept asking him, like, do you ever get to a point where you think you're not going to, like, it's not going to come together? And to their credit, he never. They continue to work. I just, the 1 week off will be nice for the first half of the first game. But then all of a sudden, the beating of last year and this year comes up. So I don't know. Maybe they have 20% better in them. And getting Lane Johnson back, fingers crossed, should help a little bit. So
yeah. And going into this NFC playoffs, like, this just me. I know a lot of people might not agree with this. Like, I got faith in my quarterback more than any of these other guys in the NFC. I mean, Matthew Stafford won a Super Bowl. Like, he's a great quarterback, obviously, but, like, I think in key situations, my quarterback going to play
safe. I agree with that, yeah.
Even going against, like, a team like Seattle, right?
Yep.
I feel like our defense crossed each other's out. I think Sam Darnold will make that mistake before our guy was. And in the postseason, that one mistake that, you know, like, we wish him to be, you know, we want him to be more aggressive in the mm-hmm. postseason, that's going to save us, you know, and that's what I'm putting my hat on, you know. Jalen Hurts and the crew, we got to get it done. Shot plays when they dare, take them.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you on Darnold and Hurts. I think the thing that Darnold has, that Darnold has certainly, there have been more big plays from Seattle, but mm-hmm. he also led the league in turnovers this mm-hmm. year.
Yeah.
So it's probably more likely that...
And he has more pressure on him than anybody, probably.
Absolutely. Yeah, and especially if they win a game and they get to the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
Corey, for next question, give us an infamous soundbite.
All right, so I was thinking through the, you know, call. I don't even know if this is like appropriate to say on
God.
The video.
No, go ahead.
So remember back when they had that interview and they had that dude Antoine Dotson, and he was like, we got ourselves a rapist. Hide your kids, hide your wives. Like, remember we did the interview?
Yeah.
It was like in Alabama.
No, I
don't
remember
that guy.
No.
He was on. That was me and Corey. That's like our.
Okay,
generations I'm like, wheelhouse.
Wait, did he play for Alabama?
No, he was just like getting interviewed outside the house.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't remember it. And what was the context, Corey? What was he being interviewed for?
Somebody like was breaking into people's houses.
Okay,
it was, like kind of like some. Jack, find it.
Also, it's one of those clips you would see that went viral.
Yes.
Okay, right. I got you.
I got
kinda
it.
Like
I got
Aguilar,
it.
All right. Like, kind of like the Aguilar.
Kind of like the Aguilar.
Okay, yeah. I got you. Yeah.
I didn't want to say that because I didn't want to take it from anyone. But that's a good one. All right, give it to us.
That is a good one.
Yeah. That's
a big one.
That's a big one.
That's an all timer. Yeah.
I think I can play it.
Okay. Well,
but if I can't,
I'll dump it.
You can dump it.
All right.
Well. Obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
Wow. Yeah, I had not heard that.
Okay, that's not funny, but also it's funny.
Wow, how long ago was that?
I want to say like 2010, maybe.
Okay. I have never heard
You've
that.
You've never
before.
Heard that? Never heard Yeah. It's great. It's great.
Talking about it's great.
Love. I mean, hopefully they caught the guy.
Yeah. I hope there's no, like, you know. But that clip is great.
Yeah,
that is an intense clip. Oh my God.
That opens the gate.
Yes. That's okay. There's a lot of good ones out there.
A lot of stuff, Fritz.
Man, we should revisit this during our quiet time in the summer.
July, because
we could do a whole show on these clips. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you trust the Eagles can sort of flip the switch in the playoffs and become a team that can win four straight playoff games? That is the topic. Next question. Give us an infamous soundbite. Coming up next, we will talk about one of the biggest matchups in Sunday's game. A matchup that the entire game could come down to. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the playoffs are here, and we are dreaming of another championship. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a diamond engagement ring from Marks. And that's why the team at Marks Jewelers love what they do. At Marks, every piece of jewelry they sell becomes part of someone's story. Celebrating real people and real love is what Marks is all about. Visit Marks Jewelers today at their Mount Laurel, New Jersey location or the Montgomeryville, PA location. Or you can check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.